Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello, testing, testing. Yes. Okay. 弟兄姐妹，早安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我想今天对我来讲是一个很特殊的一个 Palm Sunday。
It's a special Palm Sunday for me.
因为信主这么多年来，
Because believing Christ all these years,
第一次在 Palm Sunday 里面中树节的时候，我的孩子们还包括我的母亲在这里。
And it's the first time on Palm Sunday that my children and my mother is here.
包括我的小孙女，
even including my granddaughter.
都第一次听我讲道。
It's the first time to hear me preach.
所以我的孩子们今天一直问我，妈咪，你今天要讲什么？我故意卖关子，都不跟他们说。
And my children asked me, Mom, what are you going to talk about today? And I kept it a secret.
特别是 Jennifer 问了我几次。
Especially my daughter Jennifer asked me a few times.
我说我不告诉你。
I said, I'm not going to tell you.
因为我一讲了，你又要跟我一些的批评，就会影响我的情绪。他会说，哎呀，讲这个不好啦，你故意要讲给我听的。
Because once if I told my daughter Jennifer, then she may, say something about it, and that's gonna mess up my emotions.
Okay, 好，我请我们翻开因为今天是中树节哈，所以我们来念一段经文，就是马太福音21章的第一节到十一节，好吗
？For let us turn to Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to verse 11.
我先用中文念一遍，我们再请你再念一遍 ，Jack 再念英文哈。
So we're going to read Chinese first, and then we'll read the English.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他。那人必立时让你们牵来。这是成就，就是要应验先知的话说，要对锡安的居民说：看哪，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹者。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：何塞纳归于，何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说：这是谁？众人说：这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
I'll read in English. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
所以呢，我今天要跟各位分享的主题是我们在我们一生当中，我们要怎么样过着一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
So the topic I want to share with you today is, in our lives, how can we live a victorious life of a Christian?
因为我们想一想，在2000多年前的 今天耶稣他这样子的骑着小驴驹进耶路撒冷城。
If we can imagine that more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus riding on this little donkey and entering into Jerusalem,
为着我们众人的罪而舍身流血
to die and sacrifice for our sins.
他的目的是为什么
What was his purpose?
他就是用他自己的死来彰显他对我们的爱。
自己的
死。Death.
Okay, and with the death of his himself, Jesus was able to show his love to us.
我相信耶稣他现在坐在父的右边，天天的为我们代求。
And I believe that Christ is sitting on the right hand of God and praying for us.
他的目的是为什么？
And what is his purpose?
就是为了要看到我们这些他的儿女们。天天在这地上的日子里面能够过出一个荣耀的得胜的日子。
And he want all his children on earth that every day we can live a glorious, victorious life.
但是我们这一些他的儿女们是不是每一个人在世上的年日我们都过得很荣耀很得胜呢
?But us, his children, do we live a victorious life every day?
如果我们每一个人真正的在世上做光做盐的话，我相信现在福音应该已经传遍了地极了。
If all of us is able to be the light and salt of the earth, I believe this gospel would have spread throughout this earth already.
但为什么我们很多很多的基督徒，我们没有办法在世上过得喜乐，过得得胜的日子呢？
But why many of us Christians, we cannot live a victorious, a joyful life on earth?
弟兄姐妹，你们想想为什么我们没有办法每天欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐的过得很喜乐得胜的日子呢？
Why, brothers and sisters, if you think about, we cannot live every day a joyous and a victorious life.
甚至我们碰到了一些的苦难，我们碰到了一些不如意的时候，我们所说出来的、所行出来的，跟外邦人事实上没有两样。
And that when we meet difficulties, what we say, how we act, is the same as people outside.
当人得罪了我们、伤害了我们，我们嘴巴所讲出来的话语，是不是能够见证荣耀神
？If someone offended us, what we say, can we still glorify and testify for God?
所以我常常在教导的时候，我会跟弟兄姐妹说，想一想你这一句话说出来，耶稣会不会这样说呢？
And a lot of times when I'm teaching, I would tell the brother or the sister, when you say something like this, is Jesus going to be able to say the same thing?
我们想一想，很多时候我们每一天的日子里面，我们过得苦哈哈的，沮丧、忧伤、担忧。
And a lot of times we live day by day in disappointment, in bitterness.
为什么呢
？How come？
所以今天我要从一个内在医治的角度里面跟你们分享。
And today I want to share with you from a perspective of inner healing.
来跟弟兄姐妹谈一谈，我们要怎么样才能够清扫我们生命当中的一些属灵的垃圾，而使我们可以过着一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
I want to be able to talk to you about how we can get rid of some of the spiritual garbage and be able to live a victorious life.
我们想一想，第一个我们看到的耶稣，他进耶路撒冷城的时候，他是不是骑着一匹白马，风风光光的配宝剑，然后戴着那一种将军的帽子进风风光光的进耶路撒冷，是不是这样的
？Now, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, was he riding on a white horse? Was he wearing armor? Did he have a sword?
他不是的，对不对
？He did not.
相反的，他让我们看到他行出来的是什么？骑着一匹小驴驹。我们想象耶稣这么高大，骑着一匹小驴驹。
But instead, he was riding a little donkey, and Jesus himself, you know, he was tall, so he was riding this little.
还有他要那个钉十字架之前，他给我们看到的是他为他的门徒洗脚。所以在这里，耶稣他在跟我们传讲一个什么样的信息
？And before Christ died on the cross, you know, he washed the feet of his disciples. So what message is he sending?
我们都知道在请大家翻开彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5
第五跟第六节那里
and verse 5 to 6 First Peter chapter 5 verse 5 to 6
我先用中文念，然后同样这个再念英文哈。你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，服在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
So verse 5 and 6, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older, all of you. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
我们知道骄傲是撒旦的属性，在以赛亚书14章12节到14节那里形容撒旦的属性。
And in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14, it talks about that proudness, pride is a character of Satan.
他讲了五次的说，撒旦讲，我要升到高山的橘树，我要与神同等。他连续讲了五次。
And in that passage, Satan said repeated 5 times that I want to be on equal footing with God.
所以我们知道耶稣他在要进入耶路撒冷的时候，他骑着小驴驹，他就是在告诉我们这些他的儿女们，我们一生要堵住最大的一个破口，可以让撒旦进来侵入，来影响攻击我们的一个最大的破口，就是骄傲。所以我们要用怎么堵住骄傲，就是用谦卑。
And when Christ entered Jerusalem on a donkey, he is teaching us that to stop the work of Satan, to stop the pride and the proudness that we have, we must have humbleness.
我们看到不止耶稣这样子来做，让我们看见，我们也看到父神的计划，他为什么不让耶稣丰丰富富的生在一个皇宫里面，他让他生在哪里？人最不想去的，也最不想住的一个马槽里面。
And likewise, we see the plan of the Heavenly Father to have Christ born not in a palace, but in a humble manger.
所以神在这里就是告诉我们，我们基督徒很多时候，我们每一个人多多少少都有不同成分的骄傲在我们里面。在我们的一生当中，我们要过着一个得胜的基督徒，我们就是要想办法堵住我们生命当中的一个很大的破口，就是骄傲。
And what God is teaching us is that every one of us have a different level of pride and proudness in us, and that we need to stop and prevent this from destroying us and prevent us from living a victorious life.
才不会给仇敌撒旦有一个 legal right, 一个合法地位进来里面来影响攻击我们，以致我们不能过着一个得胜的基督徒生活。
We don't want to have this pride because it would give Satan a legal right, a place to come in.
这就为什么彼得在彼得前书讲到我们必须要天天的用什么谦卑束腰。我们也知道在佩戴属灵金砖里面也讲到用真理束腰，所以这个表示什么？我们的腰部是我们生命灵命的中枢，就是 central part.
And in 1 Peter it talks about, you know, wearing a belt or clothing yourself daily with the belt of humbleness. And at the same time, you know, in another passage, it talks about having a belt of truth in Ephesians. So we know that around your belt, that is kind of like our core, our center.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在每一天的日子里面，我们天天的就要想办法来破碎我们老我的这一个 sinful nature, 这个骄傲的属性。
So brothers and sisters, every day we must deal with the old self, the pride that we have.
而且他彼得前书那里讲到，当我们谦卑的时候，服在神的大能底下，到的时候，他要把我们怎么样升高。
And also, 1 Peter talks about, as we submit before God, in due time, He will lift us up.
所以我们每一天我们都要想办法好过着这样子一个谦卑的生活，因为很多时候我们最没有办法忍受就是当别人指正我们什么事情，说了一件纠正我们的，我们马上那个里面那一种老亚当败坏的属性出来，就开始不高兴了。
And may we continue to practice every day to live a humble, obedient life. And also, when someone correct and criticize us, you know, we have to be careful as our old Adam, the nature comes out.
我们就要为自己辩护、辩解。
And we want to, kind of argue for ourselves.
我希望弟兄姐妹，我们养成一个习惯，当神透过你身旁，特别是你的亲人，来跟我们指正我们的软弱盲点的时候，我们能够马上第一个反应就是谢谢你告诉我，我要学着尝试来改变。
And brothers and sisters, may we learn as our close friends and families around us, as they correct us and tell us of our errors, may we have a humble heart to say thank you.
就像有时候我女儿，神就用我女儿来说一些话，有时候真的是很刺耳，听不进去。我会跟他说，你知道妈妈到世界各地带特会，人家是多么的尊重我吗？然后他就跟我说，对呀，我就是你保罗面前的那一根刺啊。我一想也对。
And, you know, for me, God uses my daughter to constantly, you know, be able to correct me. And I told her that, hey, you know, when I lead fellowship and when I lead meetings everywhere, people really respect me. And my daughter says, well, I am like the throne in Paul's body, so I am to you. The thorn.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can't pronounce that word.
Okay, don't give him hard time, okay? He already nervous enough. Okay, 然后呢，第二个，我们要怎么样来堵住我们生命当中的破口，使我们过得胜的生活，就是我们口中所出的话语。
And the second point is, how can we stop and prevent this opening in our lives is with what we say.
我们知道撒旦像吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
We know that Satan is like the roaring lion, scouring the land and, you know, devouring those who are not aware.
所以我们中国人最喜欢讲的一个字是什么？死字。我累死了，我烦死了，我饿死了，我气死了。
And for Chinese culture, we like to use the word death a lot. You know, I am hungry to death, so on and so forth.
I'm angry to death.
Angry to death.
都是一些的死字。弟兄姐妹，我们是按照神的形象所创造，我们口中所出来的话语是带着权柄跟能力的。
And brothers and sisters, we are modeled after God, and what we say has authority.
所以神是用他口中的话语创造天地，要有光就有光，命立就立。
For God created heaven and earth just by what he said.
所以我们口中讲出来的话，如果你要让你的生活每一天过着很喜乐、很快乐的话呢，弟兄姐妹，你要从你的口中讲出来的是生命的话语，是 life word. Speak the life into your daily life, okay?所以很多时候呢，我们常常讲，哎呀，我不行了，我这个做不好的，我一生都不会快乐的啊，我做什么事都做不成的。
And, you know, we have to be careful what we say, and to live a joyful and victorious life, we shouldn't say things like, oh, I can't do this, I will never be able to do this my whole life.
因为很多时候我们自己都不晓得，我们常常对我们的生活跟我们的生命讲出死的信息。
And a lot of times we are not aware that when we say these kind of death languages in our lives, it's bad.
所以我们在爱修园以前，我常常都是这样子，我们都互相做警察哈。每一个人讲了任何的不好的话语，我们就马上奉耶稣基督的名 cancel， 马上都很警醒的。为什么？因为我们知道口中的话语是带着权柄的。
And when I was in Agape, you know, we are very diligent and aware of what each other say. And if someone says words of death, we will say, by the name of Jesus, you know, cancel that.
因为你知道吗？美国的医学界做了一个 test 哈，那就是他们分两组人， 60岁到65岁的，有一组同样的一些 questionnaire 问他们，你身上有什么疾病，然后你想你自己可以活超过70岁吗？第一组人说，哦，我身上有这个病那个病，头痛胃痛各样的毛病，高血压糖尿病等等，你会不会活到70岁以上？我想我可能活不过70岁。另外一组的同样，我身上有肿瘤，有高血压，有糖尿病，你想你可以活超过70岁？我相信靠现在那些人都不是基督徒， OK， 所以他们就说靠现在这么医药发达，我们一定可以活过超过70岁的。
And a while back there was a survey by the US medical profession. They basically asked a group of people, you know, and that group of people say, I have all these physical problems and I cannot live past 70 years old. And then another group of people also with some physical problems, but they believe, hey, with medical science, I can definitely live beyond 70.
过了十年以后，他们在追踪调查那两组人，结果说我活超不过70岁的人里面呢，大部分的人都死掉了，而那一组呢说我绝对可以活超过70岁的人里面只有三分之一、不超过三分之一的人过世了。
And then 10 years later they follow up with these two group of people. The group that says we cannot live past 70, most of the people have passed awayAnd the group that believe they can live past 70, only a third have passed away.
为什么？因为常常从你的口中，你讲出来生命的气息，就带下从上头来神的祝福在你的生命当中，也让你自己的人，你的心思意念，你的灵都听进去了。
And because if you are able to speak the word of life, it brings down the blessings from above.And at the same time, you will be able to believe also.
所以呢，箴言十八章二十一节才会讲到生死操之在舌头的泉下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
And that's why in Proverbs chapter 18, it talks about life and death is spoken right, between your tongues.
你看 ，Oh, sorry.
And it will be able to bear fruit.
你看我们身体里面白体当中，舌头是不是我们最小的一体？是不是？所以，但是有没有人说，我说话好累哦，我舌头说得很累了，有没有这样？而我们可以说啊，我脚走的腰酸背痛，很累很累。有没有人说我舌头哦，讲话讲得很累了？没有吗
？And of all the organs in our bodies, our tongue is probably one of the smallest. But then, you know, do you ever hear people complain, my tongue is tired? But you hear them talk about my back, my legs are tired.
所以我们这个舌头是使我们决定我们要在世上过着一个得胜的基督徒生活的一个很重要的一个因素。
And our tongue is a big factor in terms of deciding whether we're going to live a victorious life on earth.
还有呢，第三点，我们要懂得怎么清扫我们家里的属灵的垃圾，就是从我们祖先来的罪孽。
And the third point is we have to be able to clean up all the spiritual garbage, especially those who have been passed on through the generations.
弟兄姐妹，我们家里厨房的垃圾，我们是不是天天我们都要把垃圾拿到 garage 去丢掉？
Now, do you bring out your garbage, you know, every day?
Every day? 所以呢，我们属灵的垃圾，从我们历代祖先一代一代一代传下来的这一些的咒诅罪孽，我们也必须要在我们信主以后，我们要赶快去对付好。
And likewise, all of this spiritual garbage that has been passed on from generations, we need to be able to deal with it.
比如说，我们中国人，我们有一个很大的捆绑，就是我们几乎呢，很多的家族一代一代传下来，我们都有一个情欲淫乱的罪孽在家族里面，因为中国人就是有这样子的一个民族文化的问题。
And one of the big bondage for Chinese people is that through the generations we have this sexual immorality,
lust for adultery.
Adultery that has been kind of, you know, perpetuated.
我在服侍很多基督徒的时候，他们在情欲这一方面出了问题，我一问他们的 generation line 里面呢，就是很多家里面祖父啊叔叔伯伯啊曾祖父啊都有这一方面的问题。
And as I, you know, serve some of the brothers and sisters who have like sexual immorality and you know lust, I noticed that you know their previous generations also have the same problem.
所以我们必须要懂得，我们要奉耶稣基督的名，我们要断开从我们祖先来的家族来的特别有这一方面情欲淫乱的问题，我们要去断开，我们要破除这一些的罪孽，然后我们自己也要做我们这一部分的工作，就不去沾染这一部分，是你生命当中最软弱的部分，你就不要去沾染到跟色情有关系的东西。
And by the name of Jesus, we want to cut off all of this sexual immorality, lust passed on from generations. At the same time, we must deal with ourselves and refrain from sexual temptations.
就像我有一次听到一个神学院教授说，他的家族有这一方面的问题，所以他每次陪他师母去 Victoria's Secret 买女人的这些睡衣内衣，他一定不进去。他说 ，Why should I let my eyes falling into temptation？ 我为什么要让我的眼目落入情欲的试探呢？所以我们就要知道我们家族的软弱在什么地方，我们就要特别的在这个领域里面，我们要警醒。就像你常常容易感冒，你就要常常吃维他命 C， 你那预防感冒一样。
And likewise, you know, if we know the weaknesses of our families.We should know, you know, we got to prevent and step away from it. And there's a seminary professor once talked to me that when he goes with his wife to Victoria's Secret, he wouldn't go in because he said, you know, I would not let my eyes see the lust.
所以呢，我们一定要懂得我们自己家庭家族，比如说你家庭里面。你们家庭有酗酒的问题，有抽烟的问题，有吸毒的问题，或者有常常紧张、焦虑、睡眠不好等等。
And you have to recognize what weakness your families may have, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's drug addiction. You must, you know, deal with it.
Anxiety, depression.
And anxiety, depression.
所以我们要懂得好去。为我们家族遗传的这一切的家族性的邪灵的捆绑这一种罪孽的问题，我们要去刻意的要去抵挡，我们才能过得胜的生活。我们要去处理，做找人做医治释放，或者是做内在医治等等。
And we must, you know, deal with it, be able to have, you know, spiritual healing, inner healing, to you know, deal with these generational sins.
还有中国人一个。最大的捆绑之一就是拜偶像、迷信行为的问题。
And another big bondage for Chinese culture is, you know, worshipping idols and, you know, superstition.
你想一想哈，我们神创造我们一代一代的，把好的透过我们的历代祖先，一代一代的透过一个叫 spirit tie and soul tie， 哈，魂结这样子传下来。同样的，撒旦因着我们祖先一代一代有犯罪，他就有一个 legal right 合法地位，他也进来了。
And we know that God, you know, through His blessings are passed down through the generations through the spirit and the soul ties. At the same time, Satan coming and have a right you know, or a place in these ties.
Because our generation has sinned against God, so Satan had the legal right to come in.所以我们要懂得怎么样，我们信主以后，我们以前所拜的，比如说你拜过关公、观世音，哈，这一些偶像，你要开始做一个怎么样？第一个步骤，认罪，神求你原谅赦免我。第二，奉耶稣基督的名，我弃绝我以前所拜过的这一些假神偶像的关联。
And if you have worshipped idols before, and once you become a Christian,First of all, you must repent and ask God to forgive your sin. Second, you must renounce all the idols that you have worshipped in the past.
然后最后你要奉耶稣基督的名命令这些所拜过的偶像权势从你的生命当中离开。
And by the name of Jesus, you shall command that all of these idol authorities in your life leave you.
这一个是很重要，就是我们信主以后，我们要过一个得胜的基督徒生活。我们要清除我们家族以前跟偶像有千年瓜葛的这一些，都要完全的断开。
And once you become a Christian, you shall know like if your family have idol worshiping in the past, you shall cut off from it.
还有我们中国人还有一个就是流无辜人血的罪的咒诅。
And also another one for Chinese people is we would spill the blood of the innocent.
我们看到创世纪第九章。
We see Genesis chapter 9.
我们可以看到在这里呢神怎么看待流无辜人血这件事。创世纪第九章的第四节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 4 to verse 6.
唯独肉带着血，那就是他的生命，你们不可吃。流你们血害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照自己形象造的。
But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal and from each man too. I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man.
在特别在第五节这里，神讲得很清楚，他说流你们的血害你们的命的，不论是兽是动物或者是人，我必怎么样追讨他的罪。所以我们回忆看看中国五千年文化，每一个朝代的更替是不是都有流血的革命。
And you know, in verse 5 it talks about for those who shed the blood of man, God will account also for that person's life. And we see that throughout the dynasties of China, many lives and much blood has been shed.
During the revolution for each dynasty. 所以呢我们中国人多多少少，我们不知道我们的祖先曾经犯过什么罪。我请问弟兄姐妹，你知不知道你的爸爸妈妈曾经犯过什么罪？或者你的祖父祖母，我们都不知道，对不对？
And, you know, for most of us, we do not know what our ancestors have sinned in.
所以呢，我们一定要为了封住撒旦有任何的合法地位进到我们的生命当中，我们一定要处理破除我们祖先因着流无辜人血罪所带下来的一切的罪孽跟咒诅在我们的生命当中，我们要封住这个管道。
And we shall likewise block us at, for this purpose any legal right that Satan have in our lives.
这样我们才能够过着一个得胜的基督徒的生活，我们才有能力行得出来。
That way we can have the strength to live a victorious life.
第四点，我们要怎么过着一个得胜的基督徒生活？我们要快快的原谅饶恕所有伤害过我们的人，我们心中不能有任何的苦毒怒气。
And the fourth pointto live a victorious life is we shall forgive and forget those who have wronged and sinned against us, and we should not have any bitterness inside.
我们看到希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
在十二章这里哈，我看看是十二章。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章十四节到十五节。你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来骚扰你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one can see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
我记得有一次我跟清泉事工的总裁 Chris Haven 牧师到东南亚去带 conference 宣教。
And I remember those ones I went with a pastor Chris Hayworth to the Southeast China.
然后他就讲了一个故事，他说有一次他在他家后院砍了一棵树，他很讨厌，因为那棵树会长很多脏的东西，那他想他就用锯子把它锯掉，就带着他们全家出去旅行了。两个礼拜回来以后，哇，全家的后院全部那个树的根伸出来，每一个地方又是春天，下了雨，长出很多很多的小树苗，整个家的后园变成是新的小树苗，这样整个长出来。
And, you know, this pastor, Chris Hayworth, he told a story that once he cut down a tree in the backyard, a tree that's, you know, pretty bad,And his family went on vacation. 2 weeks later, he came back and his backyard is full of little trees.
所以这个在告诉我们，就像这一个希伯来书十二章这里所十四节十五节所讲的，毒根呢会使众人沾染污秽。你想一想，当你跟一个朋友在一起的时候，或你的家人在一起，他非常的 negative， 非常的负面，一天到晚讲的都是苦毒的话语，都是怒气的话语，你会怎么样？你也多多少少会受到影响，你也变成是负面的人了。
And this, the bitterness is like a poisonous root, and it will continue to spread and grow. And if you are always with someone who is very bitter, and a lot of times that person may influence you also.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果在你的生命当中，你自己或你的亲人有这样的倾向，当他一讲出任何苦毒的话语的时候，你马上用耶稣的爱去爱他，去告诉他我爱你，耶稣爱你，然后你用很多正面鼓励的话语给他，你可以做到的，你可以的，你行的，然后你要有耐心的陪他走过那一段难过的日子，不要用定罪的方式，你用定罪就会让撒旦的权势在这个人里面越来越强。
And if you have a brother or sister or a friend who likes to complain and bitter, and you shall right away be very positive using the love of God to encourage that person, saying you can do it, and yes, you can do it.
因为我孩子小的时候，我常常都跟他们讲一件事，就是说我信任你，我相信你。
And when my children was young, I always tell them that I have confidence in you. I know you can do it.
所以那个我记得有一次我的女儿在我要去那个去 retreat， 就是去退休会的时候，她瞒着我买了一部摩托车。
And I remember once my daughter, she bought a motorcycle without me knowing, and I was going on a retreat.
然后呢，我们在第二天我要去退休会，所以我们在吃晚饭，他就问我说：“妈妈，你相信如果我有一天被主接走了哈，你相信我会去天堂的，对不对
？”And the next day I was about to go on retreat, and we were having dinner the night before, and my daughter asked me, "Mom, you know that hey, if next day if I pass away, I am going up to heaven, right?"
然后他就问了很多有关于他。我确信他会上天堂的问题。
And then she asked me quite a few questions about, you know, how do we know for sure that we will be in heaven?
突然间我就意会过来，我说，你为什么问我这些问题？你到底做了什么事？
And then all of a sudden I realized and I asked her, why are you asking me all these questions? What have you done?
然后他才说，妈妈，因为从小你都告诉我，I trust you, 你信任我，所以他说我现在呢不能够瞒过你了，他说我有定罪，我有歉疚感，我要跟你 confess， 要跟你认罪，我瞒着你偷偷买了一部摩托车放在我朋友家里。
And then you know, my daughter said, Mom, you have always taught me to, you know, that you trust me and have confidence in me, and I feel guilty now because I bought a motorcycle I put it in my friend's house.
所以呢我们呢在话语里面，从我们的孩子开始，跟我们的配偶开始，当他在沮丧有苦毒的时候，第一个他讲出来的每一句咒诅自己的话语呢，你一定马上，你如果说你没有办法直接就跟他说我奉耶稣基督的名取消 cancel 你这一句话，你在灵里你就要这样祷告。我常常我女儿特别是 Jennifer 最会跟我讲一些负面的话语，她每次在定罪自己的话语的时候，她在电话一头讲，我在我的心里面就奉耶稣基督的名 cancel 她这一句咒诅自己的话语，奉耶稣基督的名取消这个，祝福她，祝福她。我们就要用这样的方式来对待我们身旁有苦毒的人。
And for those, whether it's your children, whether it's your partner, people around you, anytime if they say something that spouse, anytime if they say something that is bitter, and if you can right away say, by the name of Jesus, I cancel that, if you cannot, you should pray for the same message and basically help that person.
我们不能够有苦毒，因为苦毒怒气呢，就是给撒旦一个很大的合法地位进来攻击我们。
Because we cannot have bitterness and anger, because it will cause Satan to have a root in us.
所以我们一个人，我们要过得胜的基督徒生活，还有一个很重要的一个关键，我们的心思意念非常的重要。
And also for us to live a victorious life, one other point is very important. We shall have our mindset is very important.
我们的 belief system, 思想体系很重要。
Our beliefs and what we believe in.
在第二次世界大战的时候，盟军都快失败了。
During the Second World War, the Allied almost lost.
你知道有一群基督徒的妇女，她们就开始起来要振奋这些军队的士气。
And then there was a group of Christian women, they want to encourage these Allied troops.
她们不但天天的为这些美国的军队在祷告以外。
Not only do they pray for these American troops every day.
她们就开始发传单，开始发到这些军队的这一些军人里面，他们讲一句话，一个口号，一个 slogan， 一个口号叫think victory, believe victory, preach victory, proclaim victory, live in a victorious life。好，就是说你要思想得胜，你要相信得胜，你要宣告得胜，你要过着一个得胜的基督得胜的生活。好，那我就把它改成说，你要过着一个得胜的基督徒生活，这个是什么？改变我们的心态很重要。好，我再讲一个故事，是真实的，就是我们心态的问题。在二次世界大战，同样在塞班岛里面，有一个美国军官跟一个日本军官。I'm sorry, I give him hard time.
So this group of Christian women, not only do they pray for the troops, they also start passing out flyers to all the troops. And on the flyer, the slogan is, you shall think victory, you shall believe victory, proclaim victory, and live victory. And I want to change the slogan to, for Christian use, that we shall live a victorious Christian life.
Amen.
And also, I want to share with you a second story now.
这个就是关于我们思想的问题 ,OK, 我们的心态问题。在二次世界大战，在塞班岛呢，有一个美国军官，他被一个日本军官俘虏了。
And also in the Second World War,
塞班岛就是在关岛旁边，我不知道英文怎么讲。
Okay.
It's near Guam in the middle of Pacific Ocean. Yeah.
So there was an island in the middle of Pacific.
Saipan, yeah.
Oh, Saipan?
Mm-hmm.
No idea where that is. So okay. There's the island Saipan, and an American soldier was captured by the Japanese.
那这个日本军官呢？officer, OK. 日本军官呢？他就天天的要这个美国军官为他煮饭、劈柴、烧水给他，就侍奉他就对了，服侍他。
So then this Japanese officer make this American, officer or soldier.To, you know, cook for him, to chop wood, and just be serving him.
因为他不晓得说盟军已经得胜了，所以他还仍然过着一个俘虏的生活，一直的在服侍这个日本军官。
And this Japanese officer, he does not know that the ally. American officer does not know that the ally have been victorious, and he continued to live a life of a servant, of a slave.
直到有一天，他在意外中、无意中，他听到了收音机报告说，美军、盟军已经大胜了，日本打败了。
And it's one day by chance he heard on the radio that the American army and the Allied army are victorious.
他就那天早上，当日本军官要他继续烧饭劈柴给他的时候，他马上说 No. 他说现在我的国家得胜了。他说 ,Now is your time to serve me. 他就跟他讲了。好，他说现在呢是你要服侍我的时候了，因为我们美国已经得胜了。
So then that morning when the Japanese officer asked him to, you know, prepare the meal again, he said, No, it's your turn to serve me because our side have won.
所以这个表示什么？我们的思想，我们的心态非常的重要。我们弟兄姐妹，我们要记住，耶稣他在十字架上，他最后要断气以前，他讲了一句什么话 ？It is finished. It is finished. 成了，成了。 表示什么？他在十字架上已经掳掠了仇敌，已经战胜了仇敌，我们已经应该是过着一个得胜的基督徒生活，因为耶稣已经为我们成就了大事。
So our thoughts and our mindset is very important. Likewise, when Christ was hung on the cross, before he passed away, he said, "It is finished." And at the same thing, you know, Christ have died for us and help us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一定要有这个心态，我们基督徒，我们一定要知道，我们的耶稣已经在十字架上为我们得胜了。为什么我们不懂得跟他支取这个得胜的应许？这是一张 permission， 一张 pass。
So, brothers and sisters, we should know that our Lord has been victorious on the cross, and we can receive this privilege from Him also. It's a pass.
我们不应该再过着一个好像是撒旦脚上的垫子，这样天天在被他践踏的这样的一个基督徒生活。
We should not live a life like a stepping mat for Satan.
我们要有一个心态，在我们的思想体系里面，相信所有在整本圣经里面耶稣的应许都可以成就在你的身上的。
That we shall have a mindset that all the promises in the Bible can be accomplished in your life.
问题在于你有没有这样的信心跟胆量去相信，去支取。
The question is, do you have that faith? Do you have that courage to receive?
我最后再讲一个故事，一个美国牧师叫 Bill Johnson， 就在我们加州北边，在 Seattle 那里。
And I want to tell you one more story. It's about this pastor, Bill Johnson, and he's in Seattle.
记不记得耶稣讲过，我们不要为明天的事忧虑，啊，一天的事一天担待就好了。
Do you remember that Christ said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for every day has its own worries"?
因为他说地连地上的百合花、天上的飞鸟，他都会照顾的。
For the flowers of the land and the birds of the sky, he will take care.
弟兄姐妹，你们相不相信耶稣这样的应许？
Do you,
相不相信
？Do you believe the promise of Christ?
那为什么我们还要为我们日常一些的生活来担忧呢？
Then how come we worry about things in our lives?
为什么我没有金钱来担忧呢？
Worry about our finances.
为什么要为着我儿女的问题来担忧呢？
Worry about our children's problems.
你知道这个 Bill Johnson 牧师呢？神要他过着一个凭信心生活的日子。
For Bill Johnson, this pastor, God want him to live a life of faith.
结果呢，有一阵子他都没有钱了。
So that there's a period of time he has no money.
他要连买汽油的钱都没有了。
So that even purchasing gas, he has no money.
所以他有三个孩子，每一天他们一坐进车子里，他就告诉他的孩子说：“好，现在祷告。”
And he has three kids, so that whenever they get into the car, he will tell his kids, "Now pray."
然后他们孩子就开始用方言祷告。我们都知道方言祷告很有能力，就 shalabak shalabadiyakiliya 就开始祷告了。然后呢，车子他一开钥匙，咕噜咕噜就发动了。
And then children would pray in tongues, and we know the prayer of tongues are very powerful. And he turned on the ignition, and the car is able to go.
有一天呢，又说好，我们开始祷告。结果所有师母孩子祷告，突然间车子还是发不动。啊，比尔牧师就回头问他四五岁的小女儿说：“你有没有祷告？”“我没有。”“就是赶快，你祷告就可以发动。”就他就开始也啦啦啦啦啦的报告，结果全家一祷告，车子空空空又发动了。
And then once, you know, same thing, they were praying the car, but for some reason, the car wouldn't start. And then he turned around, he talked to his 4 or 5 year old daughter and said, "Are you praying?" And she said, "Oh, I'm not." And then when she prayed, the car started again.
所以你想想一个这样子的孩子，这三个孩子从小在这样子的现实生活里面的去经历神，你说他们长大了，会不会过着一个 victorious, 得胜的基督徒生活？
And if you think about these three children, how real they experience God every day in their lives, when they grow up, they will live a victorious life.
所以最后一点，你要过着一个得胜的基督徒生活，还要断开你生命当中跟一些的人有的不敬虔的魂结，都要完全的断开。
And the last point, to live a victorious life, you shall cut off all the unholy connection and ties that you have.
我因为没有时间，我这个破除不敬虔魂结可以教一堂课，所以我今天就不多讲了。
So I'm not going to focus on this point because due to time constraints.
Yeah, 是非常重要，就是说在你生命的当中，弟兄姐妹，我们有一些跟人的不敬虔的性关系，比如婚外情、婚前性行为，齁，还有跟一些外邦的人，就是比如说佛教徒之间的不敬虔的关系。
So all of these, you know, sinful ties that we have, whether it's premarital sex, whether it's adultery, you know, our connections with different other religions, we shall, you know, break away from.
因为呢，撒旦可以借着你跟人之间的不敬虔的魂结，就进到你的生命当中，来成为你跟神关系的拦阻。
And that through these immoral ties, Satan can enter into your life and prevent you from having a relationship with God.
换句话说，我们要过着一个得胜的基督徒生活，我们要懂得关注我们生命当中的每一个可能引起撒旦可以有合法地位来的破口。
And for us to live a victorious Christian life, we shall in every aspect of our life that Satan can come in, we have to block him.
所以我们一个基督徒要过着得胜的生活，必须要把自己生命心里面的一切的垃圾都要清扫干净。
So for us, if we want to live a victorious life, we shall clean out all the spiritual garbage.
就像说你家里的垃圾，你一天到晚在赶苍蝇、苍蝇老鼠，而你的垃圾没有清掉，同样垃圾在那里还是吸引苍蝇老鼠进到你家来。
For the garbage is the source, just like at home, if you constantly, you know, swat flies and take out rodents, but if you don't take out your garbage, it's useless.
我们最后我们必须要做一个谦卑的人，愿意随时的承认自己的软弱跟错处，愿意接受别人的指正。
And lastly, we shall live a humble life, be able to be corrected and be obedient.
一个勇于认错的人呢，也就是一个能够接受改变的人。
And a person that admits his or her faults is a person that could be changed.
一个愿意改变自己不固执的人，才能够成为一个成熟的被神所用的器皿。
And a person that's willing to change, that is not stubborn, this person is a vessel that God can use.
只有成熟的生命才能够影响生命。
For a mature life impacts life.
因为生命才能传承生命。
For you know, life inherits life.
只有成熟的生命才能把耶稣的爱、耶稣的大能带到我们所遇见的每一个人群当中。
For a mature Christian life is able to bring the love of Jesus among others.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果在我们的生命当中，在我们的身旁有一些 irregular person, 很难相处的人。
For brothers and sisters, in your life, if there are irregular person, people who are hard to get along,
不要怕这样子的人在我们的身旁。
Don't be afraid of these kind of people.
甚至你的 spouse, 你的配偶。
Maybe that person is your spouse.
因为神就是要借着这一些很难相处的人来磨练我们的骄傲。
For these people who are hard to get along, God's using them to take away our pride.
来 trim 我们，来修剪我们。
To be able to trim us, to be able to
如果我们的配偶很难相处。
Now, if our spouse is hard to get along,
你要问神，为什么我的配偶没有因为跟我相处而变得越来越好，反而变得越来越坏？问题是在我，到底我有什么问题？
You know, you should ask God, how come, Lord, my spouse is not getting easier to get along? How come she or he is getting harder to get along with? Is it a problem that I have?
神要使用你身边不容易相处的人来破碎你的大老我。
For God's using some of these difficult people around you to take away your pride.
而常常我们怪罪，哦，这是撒旦。事实上，你自己才是你自己最大的敌人。
A lot of times we will blame on Satan, but your biggest enemy is yourself.
如果我们早向即死，自己死掉。
If we, you know, head toward, you know, self-death.
因为我们的这一个自己呢，就是拦阻神在我们身上做工的最大的一个敌人。
Because you yourself is the biggest obstacle to God working.
所以我们愿意谦卑，有一颗受教的心，是最好的一个榜样。
And may we be humble and be able to be corrected. And that is a great example.
愿意随时随地接受指正改变的时候
So that in all situations, we're willingly taking instruction and taking criticism.
谦卑的过着一个与神同行的生活
And humbly live a life that walks with God.
我们就真正的能够听到圣灵在我们里面为微小的声音来带领我们每一天的生活
Then we will be able to hear that soft voice of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们就可以过着一个在世上如在地如在天的日子。
And this voice will lead us to live a life as if we're in heaven.
我们就能够过一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
And we can live a life of a victorious Christian.
我们真正的就能够说神迹奇事随着我所见证的道。
And we can say that miracles and healing, you know, follows and testifies my preaching.
愿我们弟兄姐妹在我们世上的年日，我们在走这一条成圣的道路的时候
，May brothers and sisters in our days on earth as we walk this victorious path，
我们能够警醒，随时的在我们这个老我的个性上来关注任何可以让仇敌进来的破口。
That we may be diligent and block off all the openings that Satan and enemy can come in。
然后我们天天的把我们的眼光焦点放在耶稣的。大能跟耶稣的爱的身上
And may our eyes focus and look upon Jesus and his love
相信他在圣经里面的每一个对我们的应许都是 Yes and Amen 是真实的
And have faith that all the promise in the Bible will be true and is true
我们只要用信心去争取去拿到领取
And by faith that we shall go and receive
我们就可以过着一个真正的喜乐又快乐的人生
Then we can really live a life of joy.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Abba Father, we thank you.
因为我们被你拣选来到这世上。
Because we were chosen to be on this earth.
在我们生命的起点，我们就已经是得胜者了。
So that at the starting point of our lives, we are victorious.
因为我们能够被你拣选受造来到世上
Because we were chosen and created by you on earth
你在我们每一个人的生命当中都有你特殊的目的
And that every one of our lives you have a unique plan for us
谢谢你在我们每一个人的生命里面你都为我们创作了一幅蓝图
And Lord we thank you for you have created a unique blueprint for each one of us
耶稣求你原谅我们
Lord, please forgive us.
很多时候我们把你这位大神放在一个小小的盒子里。
For we put this great God, we put you into a small little jar.
我们虽然祷告了，但我们心中有不信的恶心。
Even though we prayed, but we have unbelief.
我们觉得耶稣会听我这样的祷告祈求吗？
For we are doubting, we said, will Jesus listen to my prayer?
以至于在我们生命当中因着我们的疑惑我们没有办法见到你的大能在我们的里面行出来
And because of these questions and doubts We cannot see the power that you have in our lives
耶稣求你今天挪去我们弟兄姐妹里面的小信
Lord, may you take away all the brothers and sisters and that small faith we have
我们愿意向那一个孩子的父亲告诉你说耶稣我信不足求你帮助我们
Lord we want to be like the father of that sick child who said Lord my faith is not enough can you help me
求耶稣你就在这个时刻你将那个超自然的大的信心浇灌充满在我们全体会众里面
And at this moment Lord may your supernatural faithBe able to fill us and anoint us, Lord.
也求你帮助我们在每一天的生活里面。
And Lord, help us in everyday life.
我们能够有一个辨别诸灵的恩赐。
That we can decipher the different spirits.
让我们不受撒旦欺哄的话语的影响。
Let us not be deceived by the words of Satan.
让我们只有相信你是非常爱我们关心我们的神
Let us truly have faith that you love us and care for us
你关心照顾我们每一个人的大小事
For you care and look upon all of the little things and big things in our life
有时候你让我们仍然在等待
Lord, sometimes you put us in a place of waiting
是因为你要 training 我们，你让我们能够更加的被你来重用。
Because you are training us and equipping us for due time.
因为你要重用的器皿。
For we are going to be a vessel that you use.
金子不经过火炼，不能成为金金。
For gold does not go through the fire, it cannot be pure gold.
耶稣，谢谢你允许我们经历生命中各样的风暴。
Lord, we thank you for giving us a chance to go through the storms of life.
因为你不要我们成为温室中的那一朵玫瑰花。
Because you do not want us to be a flower in the greenhouse.
你让我们是成为高山上的经过风吹雨打的松柏长青。
For you want us to be the pine tree in the mountains that bend through the storms.
求你把这样子的一个坚韧不拔的毅力现在就充满在我们弟兄姐妹的心灵的深处。
Lord, give us this determination in every brother and sister's hearts.
让我们不为环境来屈服。
Let us not surrender to our surroundings.
让我们里面就是有耶稣你这样子的一个坚忍的信心在里面。
Let us have this determined, and persevering heart of Christ in us.
让我们不轻易的放弃。
Let us not give up, Lord.
让我们依靠耶稣。
Let us be able to depend and rely on you.
经历圣灵的大能。
To experience the power of Holy Spirit.
让耶稣你的爱来充满我们。
And Jesus, may your love fill us.
不管我们的原生家庭有多少的伤害给我们。
So that we don't look at our families and how much hurt it has brought us.
因为我们相信神你是没有时空限制的神。
For Lord, we know you are not restricted by time and space.
你可以医治我们心灵深处的创伤。
You can heal the deep wounds that we have in our heart.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹像一只鹰一样。
Lord, help brothers and sisters to be like an eagle.
我们只有定睛的往上，随着圣灵的风直飞。
So that we're focused above and be able to fly with the wind of the Holy Spirit.
让我们在世上真正的成为一个得胜的基督徒。
So that on earth we can really be a victorious Christian.
而成为一个在世上做光做盐，把耶稣你的爱带到我们所见的每一个人。
So that we can be light and salt of this earth, be able to bring it before people that we.
使用我们每一个人成为你的重用的器皿。
Lord, help one of us, every one of us, to become the vessel that you use greatly.
当我们有一天见你面的时候。
So that one day when we come before you,
你对我们点头微笑称赞说。
So that you are with smile and you nod your head and you say,
你这又忠心又良善的管家。
For you are a faithful and good servant.
你在世上我所交代你做的每一件事都做得好。
So that on earth, everything I have given to you, you are able to do well.
来一起与我同坐席吧。
Come and enjoy and celebrate with me.
主啊，我们都想一生的目标就是这样子，有一天得着你这样的奖赏跟赞赏。
And Lord, all of us is that one day we can be praised by you in this way.
帮助我们在世上被你分别为圣。
Lord, help us so that on earth we can be separated and be victorious for you.
我们真正的过着又喜乐又平安又有爱的日子。
To live a life of joy, of love.
谢谢耶稣。
Lord, we thank you.
拣选了我们。
For choosing us.
求你祝福我们的全体会众。
May you bless every one of us here.
让我们真正的过着仁爱、喜乐、和平的日子。
Let us live a life of joy, a life of love.
过着一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
A life of a victorious Christian.
过着一个又荣耀又喜乐的日子。
A gloriousA joyful life.
使我们的生命能够影响生命。
So that we can impact other lives.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。然后因为今天是我们的第一个主日哈，所以我想邀请我们弟兄姐妹，你在听了今天的这篇信息以后，你有感动你要到前面来再一次的到神面前。